sold their stake to Anglo American for $5.1 billion in cash.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In fact, in a statement on Monday, the 75-year-old Oppenheimer and his son Jonathan said that as proud South Africans, they welcome government's robust and timely effort to stem the tide of the coronavirus. Our aim is to mitigate the immediate economic impact of this pandemic by keeping companies and businesses and protecting jobs in order to fast track our economic recovery. We will do this by providing direct financial assistance to employees who are at risk of losing their jobs or have suffered a loss of income because of COVID-19. An agency independent of the Oppenheimer's family will be created to administer the funding. It should have a continued role in boosting economic growth and job creation long after this crisis has passed. At number 287 on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index is Jonathan Rupert, with a total net worth of $5.18 billion, which is 92 billion rand. The 69-year-old is chairperson of one of the biggest luxury conglomerates, Richmond's, which owns brands like Montblanc and Carter. Richmond was created from the assets of Remgro, which was founded almost 80 years ago by Rupert's father, Anton. Once again, my father left me nothing. Johann Rupert is still chairperson of Remgro, which has invested in many large South African companies, including Mediclinic, Distill, your First Rand, RMI, which is Outsurance, as well as Blue Bulls. He also chairs the International Investment Fund, which is Reinet, named after Anton Rupert's birthplace, Graaf-Reinet, in the Eastern Cape, which owns a stake in British American Tobacco, which is Dunhill, Lucky Strike, and Rothmans. Rupert has a long investment with small businesses and in 1981 founded the Small Business Development Corporation, which funded entrepreneurs. It later became business partners. Rupert is popularly is a popular target of the EFF, who view him as the face of white monopoly capital, although it has since emerged that EFF Deputy President Floyd Shivambu spent time with Rupert at an exclusive wine estate in Stellenbosch to discuss potential business plans. Cheers, sir!